Welcome back to another episode of Rita's Dump, where we shovel the nonsense, unicorn costumes optional. I'm Rita Slanina from RitaSlanina.com, where I blog, and keep you updated on latest music and book releases. Today's episode, Middle Split Sriracha. Yes, like the sauce. I'm pretty much becoming a fitness freak again. And the reason is because I've been pretty lazy, and I'm sick of it. So it's time to get crazy with it again. I don't know if it's because it's summertime and it's bikini season. Not that I feel uncomfortable in a bikini, but, you know, aside from Mother Nature wanting to show up, and when I don't feel well during that PMS catastrophe, I need to get my butt back in the gym. So that's what I've been doing. And even when I'm not feeling good, I need to make myself do some yoga as well, which I do love to do, and it's super easy on the joints, and it's a good time, right? And most definitely an amazing stretch. Bend it like a pretzel, people. Anyway, so I was a highly competitive gymnast growing up, Olympic bound, for those of you who already know that, and for those of you who don't, there you go. And that has set me up for flexibility, success in life, and it has allowed me to know my body enough that I know when it isn't being stretched enough. Something about keeping a fit lifestyle puts that body awareness on high alert, right? So I know, not everyone is aspiring to get their splits mastered, nor were they high-level gymnasts, right? But for the few who want to attain those middle splits, I've created a video for you. So if you don't put in the work, time, and effort on literally anything, you will never get to your goals. And likewise, you'll never get your middle splits or regular splits for that matter. So with anything, let's make the time for it. No giraffe wrangling, just put the work in, no tippy-toe dipping. Let's just set some goals to help you stay motivated to achieve them. Even if it's just getting your middle splits down pat. Gosh, I can't talk this morning. I must have had way too much coffee, but I think I need more. So here's the thing. As adults, we tend to become less and less mobile if we allow ourselves. So no more sitting for longer periods of time, no more using the I'm too old for that adages to get out of doing any physical activity. It's a bummer, and it's like excuses and whining and let's just not do it, right? So people I've seen start this rhetoric in their late 20s, and then by the time they're in their 30s, they've got one foot in the proverbial Twinkie grave, and it's the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, there are so many people that I know who complain about ailments and, oh, it's because I'm this age and blah, blah, blah. No, it's really not. Mind over matter. The body is a fabulous machine, and if you're just making excuses, then go ahead, make excuses. But for me, I like to test the limits. Challenge my body, challenge my mind. When my kid was a play school age, you'd catch me out on the playground with the kids, swinging around on the monkey bars and throwing a ball around and hopping on and off curbs for that matter as well. Which, yeah, I'd get yelled at for by my parents when I was a kid, but hey, as an adult, I'm gonna do it, gosh darn it. As soon as we stop playing, our bodies stop being awesome and start aging at an accelerated rate. Add a dash of peer pressure and social atmosphere friends who complain of those ailments, aforementioned, right? And don't want to get off a couch. Well, then you have a recipe for couch potatoing with your snacks and beer for 40 plus years. How about, no, thank you. So get off the couch, get some flexibility going. It'll get the blood moving, the brain moving, and most of all, it'll help keep you young. Yeah, exercise and flexibility help stave off the aging process. Oh yeah, and so does hot sauce. So pass the sriracha. Who'd have thunk it? So make sure you go over to YouTube and check out that video that we've got on the middle splits and how to do them. So thanks so much for listening. I hope you had as good a chuckle as I've had being here with you today. So please be sure to go to Amazon.com to get your copy of Harbor Excursions. Visit iTunes for my latest releases, I'll Be Fine and What You Thought. Add them to your playlist and cruise on over to Patreon.com/Rita Slanina Presents for members only treats. I'm Rita at RitaSlanina.com. stop by, visit, and say hello on IG, Facebook, YouTube, or email me. Thanks, bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.